Welcome, and thanks for joining me for this month's podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is how you communicate. You're listening to Show Your Audience Some Love. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know that I discussed the importance of looking your best in order to sound your best. Additionally, I pointed out why our appearance is a form of personal marketing. Finally, I shared essential do's and don'ts as it relates to how we look. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I really hope you've been implementing those guidelines. As a result of being a communication specialist, I often study other speakers so I may learn what does and doesn't work well. My philosophy is that it's a privilege to be invited to speak. Therefore, it's vitally important to take care of your audience. Think of it as showing them some love. As you listen, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe even someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who will benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, why do speakers want to ensure they show some love? Number two, what are common mistakes to avoid? And number three, what are guidelines to show some love to your audience? Last month, I spent some time commenting on creating our image. That applies here as well as I answer the first question. When coaching my clients, we think about the desired impact we want to have on others. One way to approach this is asking yourself how you'll make a difference. As a speaker, you'll find the best results come from more than your content. Although they may not verbalize it, your audience is definitely hoping you'll improve some aspect of their lives. The first place to start is by connecting with people, because the more they relate to you, well, the greater the likelihood you'll positively influence them. This leads to the second question, what are common mistakes to avoid? This brings me back to why I study other speakers. As you know, some speakers are typically better than others. Well, this week I heard a speaker, and now I'd like to share her five mistakes. First was her posture. She leaned up against the lectern versus standing upright, and then she crossed one foot over the other. She seemed very unsteady to me. Second was her lack of movement. She remained planted in the position I just described and really wasn't too interesting to watch. Third was her handout. It was several pages of copies of slides and definitely lacked creativity as well as any customization. Fourth was her timing. She was unable to complete her content as depicted in her handout within the allotted time frame. Fifth was her nonverbal behavior. After she finished speaking, she put on her coat and prepared to leave. And then, oh, well, she changed her mind and ended up staying for the last half hour of the meeting. However, the entire half hour, she texted on her phone. That made me really pause. Believe it or not, there were actually more mistakes. However, I think this gives you a really good sense of how this speaker came across. So when it comes to guidelines for showing your audience some love, I recommend the following 5 points. Number one, monitor how you stand or sit. Our posture is often associated with our confidence and our level of energy. Number two, speak from head to toe. This means use your whole body to communicate and engage the audience. Number three, give thought to what you'll leave behind as a reminder of your presentation. Guided note-taking works quite well and helps the audience be much more active because they'll be jotting down key points. Number four, how long you speak is a clear reflection of how much you respect others' time. Practice until you manage to stay under the allocated time frame. And number five, even after you conclude your presentation, definitely budget time to stay so that your audience feels valued versus seeing you distracted by your cell phone and not attending to their meeting or rushing out the door. In closing, when you want to increase your standout factor, especially when it comes to showing your audience some love, I strongly recommend focusing on what you've just heard. It'll go a long way. As mentioned, it's more than our content that needs to be shared. It's also about showing who we are. As you apply my recommendations, you'll notice your level of confidence starting to rise. Ask yourself, do I want to have a competitive edge? I hope your response is a resounding yes. The best part is you can start right now. If after hearing this podcast, you have some additional questions about your own communication or perhaps someone who works for you, well then, you're always welcome to contact me. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.